Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly, spanking clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Candles, music, wine, and then loop up.
A glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your friends.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, everybody.
What are you doing?
It was the woosah.
The
woosah.
What's the woosah?
In Bad Boys, when they're like...
Oh, I've not seen Woosah. I've not seen Bad Boys.
Yeah, seen Bad Boys. Okay.
That's Will Smith and...
Yes.
Other Bad Boys.
The guy that was hunting for the diamond that was in the police. Anyway.
Yes.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bradford.
And Angela.
And the gentleman.
Back together at last.
Yay!
At this point, the only people that are saying yay is us three. Everybody else on
Everyone else is like, oh, shit.
God, it's another one of this.
Yeah, put your cars over the gentleman's back.
Exactly.
Yeah, no more crashes.
I'm dying. I have the man flu. It's official. Yes. I was diagnosed, self-diagnosed this morning.
You went to WebMD.
I went to WebMD, and it was either the man flu or menopause. I'm not sure which, but I'm suffering a lot right now. Yeah.
But at least you have a voice back, so that's positive.
I do.
Yeah.
Which is great, and I'm sure you're very much happy about that.
Yes.
Why aren't you? Okay,
yes, first. Yes, of course. Very happy. Oh, so ecstatic.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Shut up, gentlemen.
As long as your mouth is open, that's all I care about.
Ah, touche. My mouth is always open for you, baby. So, we have been, this is our, like, literally our first night together since the pendulum party.
Yes.
Which was almost 2.5 weeks ago now.
Yep.
We haven't seen you in forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it feels like forever.
It feels like the first time.
I've been missing you guys.
Need to get better with your aim.
Yeah. A lot of people got friendly fire, but I never actually caught you two.
It's very true.
I mean, a lot of people.
Got Slutterella over there. We're going to change your name officially from the gentleman Slutterella.
It's now my middle name.
Gentleman
the
Slutterella.
Slutterella gentleman.
God, we've already lost control of this. That's great. Right. So we've been traveling with Naughty Threesome from Twitter and the Bedhoppers.
From the UK.
From the UK. I know, yes. Right?
Yes.
So quick little story here. This is a side note that we've already discussed, but the people at home missed because we don't record our entire lives. But Naughty Threesome missed you at... the pendulum party. They really wanted to meet you, but they went to dinner. This is why you don't go to dinner, folks. We went, had the meet and mingle. They went down to dinner because they were starving. You and your partner arrived.
Right.
Then Angela and I left. Then shortly thereafter, you and your partner left. Then shortly thereafter, they finished dinner and went back upstairs.
Back to the meet and mingle.
Back to the meet and mingle. And then... every time that they had an opportunity to meet you, you were balls deep in something or someone.
At Pendulum.
At Pendulum.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for being specific.
So they kept wanting to meet you. And then,
I'm so sorry.
There was a long period that you were available. And where were they? In the petite room with the hoppers.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do you know what? I was in the petite room with the bedhoppers at one point.
Of
well,
yes,
not at
but
that
the naughty,
same point.
Yes,
not at the same point.
But Naughty Threesome weren't there.
Yeah. Oh my God, did the bedhoppers just put their name on the door?
No, but I bet you a nickel they put their sticker
actually,
there.
Actually, do you know what? my partner and I that were there for the night, we went up to check out the petite room to see if it was available. Mm-hmm. We heard some nasty noises coming out of there.
That was the Bedhoppers and Naughty Threes.
Oh, you should have just knocked on the door and be like, "Hi, I hear you would like to meet me."
I'm the gentleman. Knocky, knocky, knocky. Yeah, that's basically what you should have done. That was what was going on in there.
Mm-hmm. I should have huffed and puffed and blown my way in.
if you'd be more apt to suck your way in, but I mean, if you want to try to blow your way in, go right ahead. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So apparently the petite room saw a lot of nasty, nasty action.
Oh,
that night.
Did.
So yes. Basically, basically what I'm saying is that poor Naughty Threesome really wanted to meet you. They did not have the opportunity to meet you. And now we just have to make a trip out to Western Australia, or they need to come back to Sydney.
That seems fair. Yeah.
Any chance they're going to desire?
I'm so glad you said that.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. Naughty Threesome. That was completely unprompted, just for the record.
Please come.
Oh my God. So, I'm so glad you said that. And right now, Mr. Naughty Threesome is running his car off the road, shaking his fist, because Mr. Bedhopper kept saying to Naughty Threesome, "Why don't you guys come to Desire with us?" Because they're coming to Desire for the Life on the Swing Set takeover as well. And the response was always, "Oh, we don't have the money, we don't have the time, it's really expensive, blah, 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 blah." I mean, look, we all have excuses.
Yeah.
But, you know, you find the money.
That's
you
right.
Find the time. We only live this life once. And I recently saw a study that said that people who travel are much more happy than people who don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the money. It's about the travel.
That's right. You can't take the money with you.
No. And neither can you take the travel with you. But you can die when you're traveling.
You can die with a smile on your face.
You can.
That's what I plan on doing.
If we have anything to do with it, absolutely.
I plan on dying with a bunch of cum on my face.
I can see the news now. Angela drowns in sea of cum. News at 11. Yeah. Second gangbang. Not as great as first. So,
I was going to say, I've seen that before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got pictures over here on my phone if you want it. See these pictures?
Ooh.
Yeah, hot, aren't they? Yeah. Naughty Threesome, that's for you, baby. So, we should talk about the gangbang. But instead, what I'd like to talk about is, you know, the gender diversity amongst plants and animals in the real world.
Mm. Interesting
right.
topic.
Can we start with Poison Ivy? Because she's pretty hot.
Poison Ivy is pretty hot.
Poison Ivy is agreed. The eyes have it. Poison Ivy is hot.
Terrible.
So threesome with Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn.
Look, you're going to end up with scratching in inappropriate places.
And we're also moving away from plants.
Mm.
Yes. Like quokkas. Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding. No, so sorry. That was also for you, Naughty Threesome. So he kept bitching. I'm going to use the word bitching.
And moaning.
And moaning. And uh-huh. crying and whining. And the guy's a big, lovable, yowie of a man.
Who I'd love to meet at Desire.
But he was really depressed that we had not yet talked about Angela's birthday party. And the gangbang.
I think many people are.
You know what? There have been other people who have messaged us on Twitter, on Instagram, on Kick. Our friends, our family. Well, they all want to know.
I love the Twitter posts that you sent out. Thanking everybody for coming to the party.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And those on Instagram missed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're not on Instagram, that's right. You missed the boobies.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm.
But if you were there, you saw the boobies.
Yes.
So there you go. So let's go in the way back machine. Back to the beginning of May. Thank you. God, it's nice having you around. Back to the beginning of May and Angela's birthday. She turned the big 4-0 this year.
Yeah.
Things that were invented when she was born. I don't know, other things that were invented in 1979.
Not the internet?
Not the internet was invented in the mid-70s.
Well,
I don't remember.
Not for the everyday common man.
No, I was invented in 1979.
Oh, yeah, you were. Yeah. You were invented before me.
That's right, I was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because you're already 40. Hey, old man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Screw you, man.
So, It was the year of Star Wars toys, the year of Star Trek, the motion picture. It was the year of Alien and Battlestar Galactica. They all arrived in 1979.
It was
the
good
cell phone 1G had just been invented in wow. Japan, of course. The Commodore VIC-20 and Apple II were hot on the market.
Oh, the Commodore. How cool is the Commodore?
I know, right? And what else was born but our beautiful Angela?
No.
Or as we like to call her, Tits McGee. So, yeah, so we had your gangbang at Our Secret Spot mm-hmm. on May 2nd.
Yes.
Which was your actual birthday.
I know. It just was really lucky that it worked out so well.
Mm. Yeah. Worked out well.
We put out a big invite to everybody out there. Mm-hmm. The gentleman was there.
I was.
Amongst other people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let's talk about preparation for this giant party that we had.
I drank a lot of pineapple juice and ate some strawberries. Oh, sorry, that question was for you, Angela.
No, but I like that you prepared so well.
I love that both of us are looking at you like, what the fuck, dude? This isn't about you.
The world is all about the gentleman.
Although I do love that you did, I'm sure, drink pineapple juice. You probably had an IV of pineapple juice at work that day. It was a random Thursday.
I had a pineapple smoothie.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. A pineapple smoothie with extra pineapple. You know what? I'm going to have pizza with pineapple on it, even though I look like a serial killer.
Wait, did he eat it with a fork and knife,
too? Oh, my God. By the way, Mr. H from the Bedhoppers,
yes?
He eats his pizza with a fork and knife. I've got pictures. It's horrific.
What do you mean, with a fork and knife?
Yeah, he cuts like it like a serial killer. He cuts his pizza with a fork and knife and eats it one forkful at a time.
Oh, my God.
I know. He did a lot of things this past week that make me think.
You look quite afeared right now, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I thought he was nice.
I know, right? I know. The nice ones always are. Remember Dexter?
You tell me this now?
I know.
My God. I locked myself in the petite room with that man. Now I know what the screaming was before.
And the naughty threesome were never heard from again.
Just a plate with a knife and fork.
Honestly, the stories I can tell you about that guy, he is a serial killer. I was worried for myself many times because he is basically myself, but British. I'm pretty sure that I am now an Australian-American Jack the Ripper. That's my biggest concern. Every time I look in the mirror, I think I need a top hat, a cane, and a knife. That's what I think. Anyway, so the stories I could tell you about that guy. That's another podcast.
That's another podcast.
That's for another podcast. And plus,
I think we need to do a sleepy, like, bedtime story podcast about Mr. H stories.
Oh, my God. I do need to tell you. Like, a bedtime.
Once upon a time in oldie
English. But you have to do it in that nice, soothing voice.
Mm. Once upon a time in oldie English.
There lived a serial killer.
Named Mr. Hopper. Mr. Bed Hopper. I want a dry martini, shaken, not stirred. But I don't drink beer, which is weird. Anyway.
Oh, he kept saying brilliant.
He does brilliant. Oh, I do. That turns me on.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
Yeah. He's like, oh, it's brilliant. And I'm like, oh, my God. And he calls me Treacle. He was like, every morning I would wake up and go, hello, Treacle. And I'm like, I love you. He's like, here, have my spleen. Okay.
Are you offering organs?
Maybe.
You should offer your pancreas.
For hot people. Oh, no, yes. I'll give my pancreas to anybody who wants it. Mm. Haha. Suck jokes on you. It's a shit pancreas.
I want your love organ.
Is that my pancreas? Because I can fuck you with my pancreas. Because that pancreas is pretty much fucked as it is.
Yeah, fuck me with your pancreas.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think we broke you.
Oh, man.
Are you snorting over there? Okay.
I can't believe I went there.
My God. Our first porn will be kind of like, it's called insulin injection. Okay. So, preparing for... We've been rambling on for like 5 minutes now about the preparing, and we haven't even talked about preparing. Angela.
Yes.
Angela.
Sorry, yes. Right. Angela.
What did you do to prepare for this party?
Well, I will say that a lot of the typical preparations we didn't have to worry with because it was being held at our secret spot.
I thought you meant stretching.
No, not yet. We're not there yet. I'm talking like logistics.
Right.
Right. Because, of course, our secret spot provides a venue, so we didn't have to worry about getting a hotel or someplace, you know, where we're going to do it. Because obviously we wouldn't have people over to our place, so then it's like, well, where do you do it? Well, our secret spot was brilliant, and especially on my birthday specifically, it was amazing. So that helped a lot. Also, the fact that it is a swingers club, we didn't really have to worry about condoms and lube, which normally, you know, you'd want to make sure that you have plenty of condoms and lube and whatever other supplies that you may want. Drinks, snacks, water, stuff like that. Of course, you know, you always want to make sure if you're having it like in a hotel or somewhere that you've got something like that available. Again, we didn't really have to worry about that because it is a swingers club. They do have all the mixers, BYO, all that stuff. So we were actually really lucky in that a lot of the, and just towels, like, you know, if you want to shower off or whatever, it's just all of that logistics was just taken care of, which is amazing. As for myself, I will say that I didn't really have I had an idea of what to expect, but I didn't have an idea as to the headspace I needed to be in.
Okay.
So I was kind of surprised later, you know, as things go along, and we'll talk about it as things go along, as to kind of where I found myself. So maybe if I were doing it again, I would prepare mentally a little differently than what I did.
So just an interrupting question. It was first gangbang experience?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. And so, yeah, so there was that. But I would say if you're talking like physical preparations, typical going to the club kind of stuff, like, you know, make sure I was clean and showered and shaved and...
You did more than I did.
Presentable. And
I was presentable.
Yeah. I just, you know, made sure that I was in a presentable state and... I was trying to remember what I wore. I think I had one of the lace Honey Burdette onesies on.
Yes.
So something that, again, I was comfortable in, easy to get off, looks decent, that kind of thing. Yeah, because I think I was more concerned about how easy it would be to get off, but I also wanted to look okay before it all started as well.
So. You did.
She looked okay?
Fantastic. You know what I mean?
I was trying to paint you into a corner there, and you did it.
I painted myself into a corner?
No, I was trying to paint you into a corner, but you painted yourself right out of it. Because I said, she just looked okay, and you were like, she looked fantastic. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, smooth. Cool. So, we got there.
Mm-hmm.
We were right on time.
Obviously, hydration was important. I did make sure that I was hydrated all day long because I knew that there's going to be, obviously, a lot of guys and a lot of condoms, and that's kind of drying and...
Well,
we were going to need lube anyway, but I wanted to try and be as hydrated as possible.
We did go to the Owl House and had a drink right before. That was your celebratory, the Owl House, you know, let's have a quick drink and a small bite to eat.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to the club.
Well, and that would help with the headspace as well, not being rushed and being able to relax and have a drink and
be
calm when you walk in, not anxious. I
mean, have you ever seen her not calm or not anxious? Not
really, to be honest.
Yeah. But we did.
I was talking more about you, Bradford.
Me too. Yeah, I know, right? I was freaking out.
Yeah, I kind of skipped over that part. But we did go to the Owl House for a quick drink and a quick bite to eat.
Yeah.
I was cognizant not to have the gnocchi, which has a lot of garlic.
Yes, and I offered you a glass of bubbly because I thought it was a celebration. But she was like, no, I don't want to be gassy.
Yeah, bubbly makes me like bloated feeling. Yeah. And that's okay sometimes, but I didn't want that night.
So we make it to the club. And Lawrence is there, of course, and gives you a big happy birthday hug and kiss. It was sweet. And Jess were there, and they were manning the door while you were, you know, flittering about and saying hi to everybody. And what was your mindset at that point? Because at this point, what I'm thinking of is the first hour that we were there. Because it was ended up being, because the club started at 8:30, I think. And I think you started the gangbang, like, let's get this shit rolling at about 9:30. It was early for you.
Yeah, I would have said 9:15, 9:30. I'm not sure it was quite 9:30.
So you had about an hour of talking to guys. And at that point, I'm going to guess there were... Counting the gentleman and I, probably 8 guys and that were either by themselves or belonging to you, and maybe another 2 or 3 couples.
Yeah. I would say at that point, yeah.
So 11 guys in total, probably?
Yeah, yeah, and at that point, it was... So there were a few people that had never been to the club before, so I had to give them tours.
That you gave tours on your birthday?
So I did a couple of tours and showing people around and whatnot. And then, like, I tried to kind of sit down and talk to people and just, you know, kind of interact. And it was one of those things that I wasn't sure how many people were going to come pretty well on time, like between the 8:30, 9 o'clock mark, and how many people might come later. Because it was one of those things that's like, I don't want to start until we have a decent number of guys.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't want to drag it out too long. So I was trying to kind of gauge where's that fine line of, okay, we've got enough people, let's go ahead and get things rolling, versus just kind of sitting around and waiting. And there were a fair number of people that were, I would say, pretty on time, within the first 15, maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Which I like. If you're coming to a gangbang, be on time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, it's different because it was at the club, so there's no, like, official, you have to be here by this time or kind of thing. It was just kind of like, the club opens at this time, you know. So it was a bit open-ended in that respect. But yeah, I would say that there were a fair number of people there, and I would say probably about that 9:15 mark, after there were enough people, there were some couples, there were a lot of single guys, and I was just kind of feeling itchy, like, we need to kind of get things moving.
Shocker.
Itchy or horny? Which one?
I know, right? So, okay. So, did you... I think you did, but did you talk to a lot of the single guys before? Just sort of like... Sort of broaching
the I tried to go around, and many of them came up and introduced themselves when they first came in, which was really good. But I did try to interact with them all on some level. But again, that was... There were so many people that it was a little difficult, I feel like, at times. But I tried to get to each of them and have some interactions.
I think the two of you are very good at that anyway, to kind of put them at ease, which helps. You know what I mean?
Like, if I was doing my best,
especially
staying
if it's your first time
way.
At the club.
Well, yes,
as a single guy walking in, not knowing what to expect, and if you know,
and just, many of them were, because I think. All told, by the end of the night, I think all told there were 12 single guys, what was it, like six couples, a handful of couples, and then a few single women.
I actually think the number was 13 single guys in total, and I think there were six couples.
Okay, so yeah, somewhere around, and there were a couple of single females as well.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty good number, and so... around the time that I started to kind of feel itchy and like, okay, let's get things moving, that's when I went and, I'm going to say dressed down, but I was mostly dressed down already because I had the lace onesie on and then like a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just basically took the
skirt off.
Yeah. And then I was trying to get Bradford to go and like gather people up because I was like, I want to go upstairs. I want to get this started.
Yep.
And there was another couple upstairs in the orgy room, which is where we were going to do it.
Yes.
And so the other couple, they were up there, just there randomly on the Thursday night.
Apparently they come most Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I'm going to say that they just went up and were just playing. So I had that moment of like, do I continue on in the orgy room like I had sort of planned, or do I go to a different room? And then I was like, nope, we're just going to go up there because there's plenty of space. And eventually, you know, they can either participate or they can move on one way or the other.
I think that was a good decision in the end anyway, because it was quite crowded.
Yeah.
So that room was, I think, just numbers-wise, the best spot to be.
It was the best. Yeah, it was. Yeah. So, yeah, I was trying to get Bradford to kind of go and gather people up, but you were not focusing very well. I don't really remember what was going on, but you were just like over here, over there, and I'm like, hey, focus, like let's get this started.
Well, there were new people coming in, and I was trying to make sure that all the new people that came in were at least comfortable and knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. And then there was something going on behind the bar, but I don't remember exactly what that was. But I was trying to facilitate.
Mm-hmm.
I was facilitating. Mm-hmm. I was a facilitator, if you will.
Well, I thought it was funny that one of our friends, one of the couples, they were there. And they kind of solved that I was trying to get things going and try to get you corralled and whatever. And they were just sitting there laughing.
Yeah.
I was like, thanks, guys.
Because I'm like herding cats.
I can't remember who corralled me up. It was just a, it was a stampede for the stairs. And yeah. I was like, oh, it's happening. Yeah. I was like, yay.
And I'm not really sure either. I know it wasn't me because I was, at that point, I was finally at the point of like, fuck it, I'm just going to get everybody myself. And I started to go up to the front. But then I think, it, Bradford, you may have, or somebody may have then just gone and gotten people. Yeah. Anyway, people started coming. So I said, all right, that's fine. I'm going upstairs then.
So you went upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was one of those things, again, I was trying to make sure that everybody knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. And that even if they just arrived, they knew where the party mm-hmm. was going to be.
Yep.
So we get up there to that room, and that poor couple who was there many weekends, many mm-hmm. Thursdays, were in the little jacuzzi tub, which mm-hmm. is a small, it's barely a two-person tub. Mm-hmm. In my mind, it's a one-person tub, but I like my space. So they were in that tub, and it was very clear that we were like, this is our bed now.
Yeah.
You've now lost rights to the bed.
Yeah.
And vaguely, all I really remember is Angela jumping in the middle of the bed and then suddenly that bed being surrounded by humans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very similar to, like, say, an orator from the 1700s speaking to the crowd, to the commoners.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Yes, yes. Come what may.
Come one, come all.
Yeah, it very much
But at was. The same time.
Also, right here on my tits. So, immediately I was struck by, I knew my headspace. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to watch. I don't want to participate. I don't want to, like, I don't want to take away from this experience. I want to take this experience away. Mm-hmm. So, I'm standing up there. It's me and, like, a number of guys that we didn't know. Mm-hmm. So I would say that of this entire group, maybe four were familiar, the gentlemen, the people. Yeah. One was the gentleman, and then there was a couple, a fellow who's been to a couple of pendulum parties, mm-hmm. and then partner of a friend of ours.
Yeah. There was also another guy that we had online interactions with. So there were a few things like that.
There were two friends, yes.
Yeah, at the same time, the majority, or at least unknowns. Probably an easy half, were unknowns.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I would have said maybe three quarters. We didn't know who they were, really.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting experience for me as well, mm-hmm. to watch you get in the middle of the bed and go, all right, boys. Yeah. And it was like, this one, and I'm pointing at the gentleman. Basically, so you had a partner there, a female partner.
Yes.
And you kept looking at her and looking at me. Like, have you ever had a puppy and you're like, I mean, this is a compliment, babe.
Am I the puppy?
Yeah, you're the puppy. You take it to the dog park and like the whole car ride over, the puppy knows what's going on. He's like, I'm going somewhere amazing. This is going to be amazing. And you take him to get to the dog park and he's like, holy shit, it is amazing. Look at all, oh my God. I'm going to lick that. Like, I'm going to smell, lick, and hump everything that's out there. And then, like, right as you're about to open the door and all he can do is just do spinning circles, that's where you were at that time. And you kept looking at her and I, like, can I go? And Angela was like, come here. And you're like, okay. You're like,
I think you bounced on that bed like a puppy.
You very much bounced on the bed like a puppy. You, like, spoiler alert, you kept coming off of that bed and you would come back to the two of us and be like, it's amazing in there. You should go in there. It's amazing. And then, like, you'd be like, it's covered in sweat. You'd be a little wild-eyed.
Because every time I was sent away, I was, like, to that edge of, ugh.
Yeah.
And then Angela would kind of say to me, okay, I'm done with you. You can go away. I'm like, damn it. Okay.
But it was so cute because you would come out and you'd be like, I need a breather. And like 5 minutes later, you would start getting that wild-eyed look again and be like, daddy needs to fuck.
I got to get back in there.
So
I was just waiting for Angela to fucking look at me. It was, as soon as I got the look, I was like, okay, I got to go.
It was really cute. It was
awesome.
It was adorable.
I really enjoyed it. Really.
So, I'm just gonna, like, I don't know, what do you remember?
So, at the beginning, it was very much of, like, the gentleman came up, and there was another guy who came up, and I was a little surprised by, not entirely surprised by, but a little bit, that I felt like I had to coax the guys to me.
Yes.
Which I get, but at the same time, I would, like, look at them and try to motion them and bring them in, and some people didn't necessarily, they wouldn't. Like, some did, some didn't. Some took longer, some took more coaxing.
I'm pretty sure some of that is Jess's fault, because I learned later on that Jess had put the fear of God in every male, that if they, if she heard one bad thing from them, from you about them, they were banned from the club forever.
Well, they were very well behaved.
Also, I'm pretty sure she said that she was going to call the cops and burn their houses down. I don't know that for sure, but that does sound like little Jess.
I was going to say, they were all very well behaved, but I did feel like it took a lot of coaxing. And as well, I don't know, I'm just supposing, but I also suspect that for some of the guys, you have this mentality that if I'm not hard, then I can't go play. It's not going to be received well. Like they expect me to expect them to be hard.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I like to play with the soft cock. And I remember telling one of the guys that, because I was like, I don't care. Like, come here, let me play with you. You know, I like that. That's fun for me as well. Like, it doesn't matter if it's soft or if it's hard.
Yes.
It's just, it's the playing, the experience. And I suppose that's a difference in my play style as well, is that I do like the oral and I do like play as well as I like to be fucked, but I really enjoy the oral. And I would say I went down on many of the guys there because I was just like, at some point it was just like, I just want cocks in my face and you can fuck me and that's fine. But I just, you know, I really like the oral sensation.
It was interesting because you're absolutely right. And I think that some of it is the guys and their shame of not being able to get an erection. And some of it is just we've all seen enough porn that we think we know what a gangbang is meant to look like. And in fact, it's not like that at all. And it's, I say this with true compassion. I feel bad for those guys. Is they think they know what you want based on what they've seen. And what they've seen is not reality. Again, and we've talked about it before, it's like thinking that you know what a marine biologist knows by watching Jaws. It's not correct. And so it's I feel like it took away from some of the fellas' experiences. You know, and I know that there are guys that you would have played with happily and enthusiastically who didn't even stick around. You know, I can think of two fellas that were there when it started and you never saw them because they were just, they left. They were there in that very first start. And the two guys who really pounced on you were the gentleman and this other fellow. And where the gentleman is, you know, you are an attractive, virile, always erect young man.
Well, thank you.
And this other guy was...
It's a blessing. Go on, tell me more about me.
And this other guy was also very erect, but also very aggressive.
He was very aggressive,
and he's what you watch gangbangs, and that's what you expect. And I gotta be honest, he was the only one the entire night that the entire time I was sort of worried about. And I knew that it was okay because the gentleman was there. Like, he's there. I know that he's not going to let anything happen to Angela that she's not going to be okay with. But this guy clearly thinks he knows what Angela wants and was also very clearly not communicating with
him. And it could also be, again, what other women want at gangbangs.
Sure.
But like you said, he wasn't communicating and he wasn't reading the situation.
Yeah.
Perfectly. It's, I mean, it's fine for a short time, but he kept going and it was kind of like, all right, like,
just, and I could tell you were very much, you would entertain him for a few minutes and then be like, I'm not interested in you. And it was for me. And I think for a lot of people watching, and I'd love to know what other people who were there and who saw it thought. But for me, and I know your partner, gentlemen, you know, we commented on it multiple times. She doesn't like that. She doesn't want that. She's not into that. And we were having this conversation about it, and I was worried that we were getting too loud. And then another one of the ladies came up, and we were all talking about it, the three of us, about this isn't, it was very clear that's not what you wanted. But the guy didn't change his mode of attack.
He wasn't paying attention,
Yeah. Although I have been to, I've been to many gangbangs.
Brag much?
No, but it's just my journey that happened. Yeah. But the gangbangs that I have been to, I want to say they were in a less controlled environment.
Yeah.
It's the first one I've been to that was in a swingers club, which I really, I liked that. Mm. I liked that situation. Some of the other gangbangs that I have been to have been in just hotel rooms or an apartment or mm-hmm. I don't even know whose it was or whatever. But that other guy that you're talking about was more aggressive. That's what they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like all the guys.
Yeah.
And at times I think that was half of the reason why I kind of backed away from doing that all the time, because it was a little bit too, shit, this is a little bit out of control for me.
Yeah.
And I can see that being what people expect. And that's, again, that's fine, because I do, some aggressiveness is okay. But at some point, I guess it's just because I am so dominant that I think that's part of the problem.
But it also needs.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
To be reciprocated in some shape or form, it's fine to be rough and aggressive with a woman if she's giving that energy back to you, mm-hmm. and that's a positive thing for her to be receiving that.
Yeah.
If she's not giving that feedback back to you, then switch it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Try a different approach. Find out what she wants.
Yeah.
It's not, it was a gangbang for you. Mm. It's not a gangbang for the 14 guys that were there.
I think it's a really good point to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I would say, though, that only went on for a short little while. And then, I don't know, he disappeared somewhere. I think one of the other single females took him.
Yeah, one of the other single females sort of peeled him away.
Which was fine.
But watching him with her, even, I was just like, that's just how you fuck, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. And so, for me, I look at that and I'm like, wow, you don't read your partner, ever. Mm.
No.
So what's the difference between that and just masturbation? If that's what sex for you always looks like, we have very, well, even the three of us, we have very different ways that sex looks. Like sometimes it's, Angela's very aggressive. Sometimes you and I get a little more aggressive, gentlemen. Yeah. And sometimes it's very clear which of us is being used and which of us is not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true for us individually, and I think us separately, but still individually.
Yeah.
You could take any two points of this triangle and our sex looks different.
Yes.
Because it's
it's always depending on mood and structure and situational. Yeah. But I think the one thing in common is that we all want to please each other.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what gives us the greatest pleasure. So we're always looking to see what you're in the mood for, what's looking good for you tonight or today or whatever. But yeah, it's if you're just there, it's kind of like he just wants to go and fuck, get his dick wet and go.
Yeah.
Right.
And regardless of what their partner feels like. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but fortunately, I said that didn't last too long. And you were kind of interspersed with him there as well, so there was kind of that back and forth and kind of push pull there. And then eventually, I got another guy to come up, and so it was just try to get people pulled in and get them involved. And I was trying to, without physically getting off the bed and going and dragging them in, which maybe is what I needed to do. And I kind of wanted to do, but I also didn't.
Well, there was a point there where I jumped on the bed and I was like, come on, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think if we were to do this again, which I sort of foresee us at some point doing again, I've heard people talk about having a captain.
Yeah.
And I think that captain, I would be happy
to
be that captain.
That's actually a good idea.
Would be the person that says, I'm reading you, I see who you're looking at, and then I walk up to that person and go, she's calling you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She wants you.
Yeah.
And it has to be someone, though, that can pay attention and read the situation, not
who's
just of
not,
me,
so not
but
into
also the guys.
That's a perfect
job. Yeah.
That's a perfect
and for
job
me, I would like to do that because I really enjoyed watching you in this in this position because it's very rare that I see you in a situation where you're not in 100% control.
Yeah.
And while you were in 60% control most of the time, you were still, there were times that you, there was clear you were being objectified, which was really nice for me. And I can see the gentleman's over there. His head is nodding so much he's going to hit the table.
Yeah.
much again, a puppy.
Yeah, and I will say that for me it was a very different headspace overall in that because I am used to being in control and I'm just used to more kind of pleasing my partner and trying to, you know, read and say, okay, what is it that they want or what is it that they need right now, and then giving them that. Whereas, so for me, sex is much more about the other person and about our experience together, whereas this was literally all about me.
Yeah.
And it's a very different headspace than what I'm used to. Mm. So once I kind of got my head around that and was just like, all right, this is all about me. Well, then it's like, what do I want? And I know that at one point I think you were there, gentlemen. There was another guy or two. There were a bunch of cogs around me. And I know I said something about like, I need to sit on someone's face. I need someone going down on me.
Yeah.
And one of the guys immediately was like, I'm in.
I volunteer as tribute.
Yeah. Which was great. Cause it's like, that's exactly what I wanted right then. It's like,
BTW, he has since messaged us on Twitter and has volunteered as tribute once again. He wiped your seat off and everything.
Well, I was going to say, I think he wiped my seat off a few times that night, but it was a very nice seat. I enjoyed it.
That was one of those moments that I saw you going down on, sitting on someone's face, going down on somebody, and you had a cock in each hand.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, this is what she truly wanted for her birthday.
Yeah. It is interesting because, you know, when I think about it, like when you think about like the true definition of a gangbang, it's, you know, everybody fucking me. And that's fine. That's good. And I got a lot of that. But I think for me, I enjoyed the oral sex almost more than penetrative sex.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know what it is about that, but it you know, it's like, yeah, penetrative sex is good and I definitely enjoy it. But I kind of like just that playing with people beforehand.
Yeah. Do you think that gave you a greater level of control as well? Because if everyone's just fucking you, then you're kind of, I don't know, does that take the control a little bit away from you?
No.
No?
No, because I can tell you that one of her big concerns always, even in a controlled environment, is stealthing.
Yeah.
Right. We know it happens.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she's always cognizant of it.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things I was watching for. Always watching, make sure anybody who penetrates her has a condom on.
Yeah.
Except for you, of course.
Well, but I was also looking and making
because
sure.
We know that you're always going to wear a condom.
Because we know that you're...
Yeah.
I mean,
you're not going to stealth.
You have a vested interest. Yeah. I mean, and you're a kind, loving human being.
And I'm not a cunt. Let's face it.
But I will
touché
say, though...
Touché. You can be a cunt, but you're not a cunt.
Yeah.
You are what you eat. That's what we're saying.
That's exactly right.
And I will say that even though I know that you were watching Bradford, and maybe you as well, gentlemen, but I don't know, but I know that I was still checking even on top of.
Every time that somebody went into you, your hand was right there touching their cock.
Yeah,
and like, and then as they were fucking you, any time they pulled out for even like, oop, I miss a stroke, your hand was back there immediately.
Yeah.
And I noticed that and I was like, man, she is, it's double-edged because I was so impressed that you were always on top of it. And I was so upset that you feel like you have to be. That fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Like to think that there are cunts out there who would risk both your safety and more importantly, their own.
Yeah.
And these guys who don't think that we don't know what their names are, what their pictures are, and that if you got impregnated, that we could not find them. It's not hard, guys. Think, I mean, like, you're an idiot.
It's a small world.
It's a very small world.
Yeah, and also what's more is what if it's not just necessarily about being pregnant, but what if I gave them an STI?
Yeah, exactly.
Do they want to risk that? And clearly for many of them, they just either don't care or don't think about that.
But even just the basic fucking idea of it.
I know.
Respect. It's called respect.
Yeah, but even if they don't have respect, you're going there to fuck someone. And you obviously want to keep doing that. Don't be a fucking moron. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you're not going to be invited back.
You're not going to be invited back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't understand it at all. And it pisses me off.
Unless you don't find out. If you don't figure it out, then they'll still be invited back. So then they're relying on you not noticing.
Yeah.
You were on top of it.
Yeah.
We were on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fortunately. And ultimately, it wasn't a problem.
And it's something
It wasn't.
And but, I will say that it wasn't just this situation, that any time we're playing with other people, I'm always checking and I'm always cognizant, especially if they're new people. But even if they're not, I still always...
Can I say as well, I attended the gangbang night at our secret spot
The Three C's party.
Yeah. And
which was about a month before Angela's birthday
party. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And I played with one particular gorgeous woman. And I kind of felt like there was a lot of guys there and I was finished and done with the play situation. And I couldn't walk away. I just sort of had to stay there and make sure she was okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just make sure that she, you know, everything was okay with her, and that it was all consensual, and obviously condoms were being worn, and you know what I mean. I just felt like I didn't want to leave somebody in that situation where she would have to say something.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah. That's just me. I just wanted to make sure that she was okay, and I mean she was, but.
And again, it's kind of, you know, it's interesting because I don't think twice about it. To me, it's just how it is. It's a way of life. It's what you do. It's,
I don't know. I'd kind of like to think that it's the responsibility of everybody there.
Yes. That it's a communal responsibility.
Yes, exactly right. If consent is not given,
mm-hmm.
then even if you're a third, fourth, fifth party to see that the consent's not given, then you damn well say something.
You should. Absolutely.
And you should stand up and say, excuse me. That's not all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least ask, are you aware of this?
So you got fucked by a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was very lovely.
In a lot of different positions. I saw cowgirl, mini doggy.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
Ooh, yeah, I did doggy.
Yeah, you did doggy a couple of times. At one point, her ass was available, and you looked at your partner and I and went, I'm going back in. And you led with your cock. do you remember the final number?
Not exactly. I know the final number that came on me.
Yes.
But I don't remember the final number that fucked me.
What was the final number that came on you?
We'll get there.
I'm pretty sure that the final number of guys that fucked you was either 11 or 13.
Okay.
I know that the number that came on you was two more than that.
Wow.
Yeah, because I know that when... So what happened was there was a lot of oral sex. Like you said, there were a lot of cocks coming at me, which was great because I do love the oral sex and playing with guys. There were a number of guys that fucked me, various positions, and it's just so much fun. And I know that we do this whole swinging thing for the variety, but it's really exciting to have all that variety all at once. And... You know, no two guys are the same in how they approach things, in how they look, in how they feel, in just the temperament, and I like that. And it's kind of, it's fun to kind of go from one to the other to the other. And, you know, even like you said, even if they're both doggy, because there were multiple people that fucked me doggy, it still feels different. And there's still different styles of that. And it's the same position, but it's still different. And I like that.
You had a lot of orgasms.
Yeah, I did.
I think we all heard the orgasms. I would love to... There was no way to know the final count of orgasms, but I would love to know a guesstimation. Yeah. Do you have any guesstimation?
No. Nope. No. Didn't even think to keep track.
Yeah.
Nope.
More than 20, I'm sure.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if there were 11 or 13 guys, it would have been, yeah. Yeah. Because the guy that I sat on his face a few times, there were a number from him. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. His technique was good.
Yeah, to which he commented. He commented in his Twitter message, he's like, I was praised for my technique. I'd love to get another opportunity. Yeah,
and then I know that it's somewhere along the way, I would say towards the end of that, kind of that first session, spoiler alert, Naughty Threesome, there was more than one session, but towards the end of that first session, then one of the guys came in, and he'd been somewhere else, because he was not in the room.
Okay, I was going to say, this is my favorite story. So let me preface this with, before you, because I want you to tell the story, but let me preface this with, we had never really described to everybody, we had said, don't come, she wants you to come on her.
I actually do think in the description online it says something about Bukkake, finish in Bukkake.
Yes. Yeah. So, but we said as we were going up, don't come in her. She wants you to come on her.
Yeah.
But so there was a lot of fucking and no orgasms for at least an hour and a half.
Tell me about that. Oh my God.
You're fun to edge though.
I was so close to orgasming about three or four times and like I just got told to go away. And I'm like, no, please.
But also I know that I can edge you and it's so much fun.
And you... Like, honestly, you took me right to the point, and then you're like, nope, you have to go away.
Because other guys that I'm not familiar with, I don't know if I can do that or not. Yeah. But you, I know I can.
Yeah, yeah. I think I can remember one specific time I came back to Bradford and the other partner that I had brought the night, and I needed a cuddle just for...
You honestly, you came off that bed and you really did. You look like a broken man. And both of us kind of hugged you and kissed you and hung on you for a little while. And you were near sobbing. It was adorable. I was like, did Angela break you?
Why won't she let me come?
So, all right. So we hadn't determined a time at which the gentlemen, the men, not just the gentlemen, but all the gentlemen could come. So, go ahead.
Yeah. So, there was a guy that I knew, but he had not really been in the room the whole time. And I don't know if he'd been off with another female.
You knew him?
Or where...
Because I didn't recognize him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there's this guy that I knew, and I don't know where he'd been necessarily, but he must have been playing with another single female or something, because I don't think he'd been in the room, at least for much of the play. And he walked in.
He was in the room for none of the play, I can tell you that.
What's
for sure.
What's going on in here? Like, honestly. Oh my God.
Who's he, Trump? We're gonna take this woman, we're gonna build a wall. We're gonna build a big wall so that I can be inside a vagina. I've been in a lot
I'm gonna
of vaginas.
Grab her right in the pussy.
Wait, for the record, Trump's a cunt. Moving on.
Yes. So he walked in, and I mean, yeah, he walked like straight up to me. And I think at that point I was sitting at the end of the bed.
You were?
Yeah, near the end of the bed. So he walked straight up to me and just came in and like cock ready, just basically presented it to me.
Yes.
So I started going down on him. And
now, if I'm not mistaken, it was a marvelous cock, yes?
It was
a more than fair cock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I do remember, I was kind of...
And he was kind of built like me. He's a small, lanky kind of guy.
Uh-huh. Cute, though.
Cute, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And then had this giant, like...
I remember because I was standing next to you and my partner, and I think all three of us just went, oh, my Ooh. God.
Yeah. And we're like, how do you hide that in a pair of 31-inch jeans?
I remember thinking, you lucky bitch.
You thought that. Fuck you, cunt. Anyway.
Yes. He presented his marvelous cock to me.
His marvel cock. Captain Marvel cock.
Yeah. I was sitting at the end of the bed and he came and basically, put it like right in front of me. So then I start going down on it because that's what you do when you're presented with cocks,
uh-huh.
right? I mean,
uh-huh.
that's
it's
what I do. So I started going down on him and he was close to orgasm. And I think it was that moment of like, do you not? But it was kind of like, yep, let's just, it's time, let's do it. So he came on my chest, and I would say mostly my chest. There might have been a little neck, face, I don't know, something, but basically.
Some in your hair.
Yeah. Mm. So, but he came on me, and it was awesome, and I don't know, he just like disappeared. And then the next
thing- really did. It was like, that was what caught me, is so funny. He walks in, gets blown, comes all over your chest, and then gone immediately.
Like a puff of cloud of smoke.
Yeah. It really was like...
Because I expected, honestly, to like go to the showers or something, but nope, just gone.
Yep.
And so that was fine. So then as soon as he did, then I... I think another guy or two kind of came up to me, but I started motioning for guys to come.
You're like, come on over.
Yeah. And so then, yeah, guys just started coming up and coming on me. And I was just kind of playing with my tits and playing with myself while they were doing that. And yeah, just whatever was in front of me is like, I just want to play with you.
So. That, 'cause that's when I walked over and came on you as well. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I was like,
yep.
Watched all this. I'm going to come on her.
Yep.
And I know that there was some lovely human being to my left. I don't remember who it was.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't you, but it was some other guy, and he came right before me, and then I came right after him, and it was like, this is really nice. This is what friendship is. It's getting your wife's boobs to stick together because of 12 different guys has come.
Yes, there was a lot of cum on me.
But that time, it was only like 7 guys. It wasn't a lot. It wasn't a huge number.
The first session was 9 guys.
9 guys. It was 9 guys. And then later, it was 2 more guys.
Yeah.
That's right. So I guess the total was 11.
Yeah.
In total, who came?
Yeah, because so there were 9 guys in that first session that came on me, and that was awesome because it was just like
it was
dripping and
literally running
and
down your tits.
Yeah, it was kind of awesome. Yeah. I love to play with it.
I remember after the first guy came on you, and then it was like, yes, okay, come on.
You ran over.
I was like
you were shoving people out of the way. Yeah, your tail's on the other side, buddy.
It's like I'm gonna go for a walk.
But yeah, you came and like you had one of those wonderful orgasms where she's like drowning in cum.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It was great.
Yep.
And then yeah, it was amazing to watch.
It was fun.
Like everybody's cum is different as well.
It is interesting, and it's fun to see that and feel that. And yeah, again, it just goes to show that no two people are the same, and that's kind of what I enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I just to take a quick step back.
Okay.
While you were enjoying your gangbang, I had these two beautiful women, mm-hmm. one on each arm.
Mm-hmm.
One that I had played with, I guess both I had sort of played with before, but one that I had full PIV sex mm-hmm. with and one who I had not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm cuddling these women and I'm like, is this what Angela's gangbangs look like? Like, all these guys are fucking Angela, and I get the residual women whose guys are fucking Angela, and the women definitely want to fuck Angela, mm-hmm. but they're with me right now because they're giving Angela her space. And I was thinking, this is what a gangbang is meant to look like, because this is amazing. It's a Bradford bang.
I was going to say, I'm sure it's not a traditional gangbang, but it's more like a swinger bang.
It was a swing bang.
Let's go with swing. Let's go with that.
Like what you do with a door.
Yeah.
And somebody's partner, gentleman, she kept playing with my ass. Mm. And I'm like,
She does enjoy that.
I do like this. I like this. And then she starts trying to do the penetrative thing, which I'm like, baby, no. And then I was like, somebody hand us the lube.
Was that at this point or was that later?
It was at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
then
she's...
a sneaky preview.
Yeah. This was while you were full engaged and being fucked by like 3 guys at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was double knuckle deep mm-hmm. on his partner. And I was, very much enjoying that. And I was cuddling on one lady while getting fingered by another lady.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Angela's gangbang meant to me. It was awesome.
Yes.
So then
we washed off.
Rinsed off, yeah.
And we went downstairs for a drink of water because it had been a little while.
Because hydration is important.
Yes,
I mean, a conversation.
Hydration is important. And while we were taking the break at the Swingers Club, we're also going to take a break here for a brief commercial.
Ooh, yes, commercial.
Yes.
Diddly-doo, diddly-doo, diddly-doo.
Join us on The Wet Coast, a podcast about sexuality and ethical non-monogamy of every variety. We talk polyamory and swinging, monogamish and open relationships, from dirty, dirty sex to heartbreak and everything in between. We share our personal experiences and philosophy, observations and theories, what works for us, and where we fucked it right up. This isn't your average couple's explain-a-brag podcast, though we definitely do a little of that. We share our adventures in open with a unique, funny, feminist, and Canadian approach. Come get wet with us on the Wet Coast.
All right, back to it.
Oh my God. I love you.
We're beautiful morons.
You two are cunts.
It's like we have one mind. God. Isn't that scary?
Yeah, I know you've got one mind.
One mind, two mouths.
Yeah, I know. And it's like...
Still only one pussy.
Cunt pussy. But you still got a cock.
Two assholes.
And you have a man pussy. I've seen it. I've been there, baby.
Yeah, you have.
Ooh. Easy for you to say, huh?
Hashtag, I'm a top.
I thought it was a verse.
I'm not even that. I'm a bottom. I'm a bottom with aggressive urges. Okay. I'm a bottom with control issues. Whoever wants to make me a t-shirt that says bottom with control issues, I swear to God I'll wear it.
I take that differently, but I kind of like it.
Okay. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Talking more about how Angela takes it.
Yes.
Right. So we went downstairs. We had a bit of a break. Got a drink.
Had a nice conversation with some folks.
Yeah, we had really good conversation with some folks down there.
And then, spoiler alert, you were like, I want to play again.
Yeah. And so we went back up to the orgy room because that was my room, you know, that night.
This is my room.
So we went back up there and there were... Several of the couples had stuck around. Many of the single men had left.
Yes.
Or were otherwise occupied with some of the other single women.
There were other single women. There were other gangbangs that night.
There were. And that was the thing, was that I wanted to make sure that while I wanted a certain something out of the night, I also wanted to make sure that any other women who were there also could get what they wanted. And they did, I feel like. And I know I talked to one afterwards for sure who...
Oh, she got what she had wanted.
She had a great time,
I saw at least three other women who got what they wanted.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really wish, though, that we'd done some sort of assembly line, because I would have liked to have seen everybody get what they wanted. And then I would have been at the end of the assembly line getting what I wanted.
But also, I know that at least one of the women was not so exhibitionist, so she would not have been okay with that.
That's right, because she went to the room with like five guys.
Yeah. And that's fine. And that I think that's great.
No, like, no
that
judging
was,
at
yeah,
all.
No, no, that's part of what I wanted, because it was like...
Awesome. Kind of jealous that I didn't get to watch that.
Yeah, because like I wanted this, but I also want other people to be able to experience it too. And happy to share, obviously. Yeah. And so, yeah, so we went back upstairs with a few of the other couples. Don't remember if any of the single men, I think one came up. Were there any others?
I don't even remember. All I remember is getting immediately thrown onto the bed, somebody sitting on my face.
Yeah. And so basically then it sort of, to me, the second half or the second play session reminded me a lot more of a pendulum party.
Agreed.
Because the couples were involved. So it was both males and females. There was kind of that puppy pile feel in that whoever was in front of you, you were playing with them. There was, I know I played with several of the females. I played with many of the males there. It just felt a bit more pendulum-like in that time.
It did. Yeah. I think there was a point there where you and I got stuck. I was under a pile of people and I looked over and you were under a pile. And I was kind of just folding in over myself. Yes. And I couldn't really reach or touch or feel anybody. But there was a lot of sexiness going on around that I didn't really want to move and bust up.
Disrupt. Yeah.
So I looked over at you at one point, and I think you're in a similar situation.
It's true.
And we were just like, are you okay, buddy? He's like, I'm okay.
I vaguely remember being able to pat your shoulder, but only with the tips of my fingers.
Yes. Yeah, my arms and legs were squashed under several different people, and I was just...
Like, hey, buddy, love you.
Yeah, I sort of gave you a wink. You were right. Yeah. I'm okay. I was like, well, we'll just let this fly and see what happens.
And I will say, now that I'm thinking about it, there were several single guys that did go up as well as the couples.
Yes.
Because I know there were at least two involved in the play on the bed. Two of them came on me in the shower again later. So there was still a lot of that kind of action going on as well.
I do remember that. Because there was a situation where there was a fellow who is a very nice human being. But, buddy, you gotta check your surroundings. Like, if people aren't inviting you to play, you're not being invited to play.
Mm. Yes.
Don't keep inching forward, assuming that at some point somebody will say yes.
Put your junk in someone's face.
Yeah. When you consistently put your junk in somebody's face... If they don't immediately grab it, move your junk away from their face.
Mm.
And it was one of those moments that I think you, gentlemen, finally said, dude, take a step back.
Mm.
Because I
had to at a point.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's that mentality of...
I tried to throw myself in the line of fire.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
No!
And, yeah.
You know,
with my mouth wide open.
It's just one of those situations where you got to read the room.
Yes.
And that was one of the things I was sort of surprised about.
Or at the very least, your potential partner. I mean...
Yeah. You know, read the room. Mm. Read the room. And if you're not being actively engaged and included, then cool. That is absolutely okay. You didn't get actively engaged and included this time. Maybe next time. Or if you are kind and polite or use your words... then maybe. But if you just stand there and don't use your words, it comes off as a bit creepy.
Yeah. I'd kind of forgotten about that one until, but now I do remember that.
It's just advice.
Yeah.
Although when he was asked or told that they weren't interested, he was good enough to...
Yeah, exactly. He was respectful.
And
talking to him like as with, you know, outside of the situation was great. He was a good conversationalist, an intelligent human being. It's just, I think the situation took control rather than, you know, sometimes we take control, sometimes the situation takes control.
Yeah.
And we've got to be very conscious of that, especially in that setting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I would say anytime you're in a play situation with multiple people, whether it be at a general swingers
read
club night or, you know, a gangbang night, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Yeah, like you said, read the room, see what mood people are in, what they're feeling. You have to have some kind of...
The simple question, can I touch you?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No, cool. All right, well, let me move on to the next person.
Can I touch you?
How about you? And you?
Or who wants to touch me?
Yeah.
Or just stand on the bed and welcome to Fucktopia.
That's my line.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was good. And then the last two guys came on you. You had a good shower.
Yeah, that was fun. I like that.
Yeah. And I'm pretty much sure that. So the only other thing that I remember that I think bears witness is at one point. I asked you, I said, do you want a drink of water?
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, yes, please. So I did run downstairs, and although drinks are not allowed upstairs at OSS, I got a glass of water, and I got, Lawrence is okay to take it up to you. I was like, Angela needs hydration. He's like, I bet she does. And he
Which
goes,
was very nice.
Are you guys getting close to wrapping up? Because I'm going to leave soon. And I was like, Angela will want to say goodbye to you.
Mm.
And so come upstairs, you get your water. Lawrence comes upstairs and he's like two rows of people back. He lifts his head. I was like, Angela! And you're like blowing somebody and you like look at me and I'm like, oh, sorry, dude. But Lawrence wants to say goodbye. And Lawrence, you look over at Lawrence, he does that sweet little meek, like little wave above the crowd.
Yeah.
Hello. Goodbye. And you were like, bye, Lawrence. Well, and you were getting up to hug him.
Yeah, because I didn't realize at first that he was actually leaving. I thought like he wanted something or something, whatever. So I was starting to stand up and go over towards him. And then I realized he was leaving. So then I was still sort of like, okay, I'll give him a hug. But then he was gone. So okay, bye-bye.
And you also had the two cocks you were working on at the time. So those guys were like,
just getting dragged behind.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Is he better than me?
And the answer is yes, he is better than you. It doesn't matter who you are. I would include the two of us at this table. Yes. Lawrence is still better than us. And that's the only other thing that I really remember. So ultimately, you were fucked by 13 guys and had 11 guys come on you.
It was fantastic. I enjoyed it. Like I said, it was a very different headspace than what I'm used to, but I very much enjoyed it. And yeah, I think it's something that I can definitely see myself doing again. Maybe not super regularly, but if we're talking like an annual basis or something, like a long time in between, I can see it. It's not something I want to do monthly, let's say.
It was amazing to watch.
It was fun, but I also think that to do it again, I would make it more clear at the beginning as to what I personally expect, because I know that what I expect is not what everybody expects from a gangbang. And I knew that, but I suppose I relied more on people's ability to read the situation, which was perhaps a fault of my own. I should not have relied on that.
I think the captain idea is a good idea as well.
Yeah. And so I think that doing
it... The captain gets a squirt gun. If you get squirted, you have to pull out.
Bad kitty. Yeah.
So I think that's the one thing that I would do differently again in the future is because I was sort of relying on people to be able to read the situation a bit more as opposed to just gang, bang, fuck, go kind of thing. Which I realize by definition that's what it is. But yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so... I think overall I had a fantastic time. And we'll definitely do it again at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hear that, folks. If you missed it the first time, you'll get it the next time.
There'll be another chance. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do it again.
It was awesome. It was fun to watch.
You'll turn 40 yeah. again.
I know. Yeah. No, it's exciting. It's like time doesn't pass.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So any other final comments on Angela's big 40th birthday gangbang?
I don't know. I had a lot of fun. It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, it was actually for me as well to have a little bit of play and then come back and watch.
Uh-huh.
It was fantastic just to sit back and watch you. I mean, it's amazing how you can take control of four people at once.
I will say that was amazing.
Yeah.
To watch, like, there would be four guys with her, and it was clear who's in charge. None of the guys.
No.
Yeah, it's like not a single penis was to be in charge.
Yeah.
And I'm still not exactly sure how that happened. Yeah. I have trouble controlling my own penis. But yeah, Angela was always in charge. It's a fucking turn on.
Mm.
All right. So if you have questions, comments, or concerns about your own gangbang that you want to have, or you want to ask specific questions that we didn't cover about Angela's gangbang, we're talking to you, Naughty Threesome. Please feel free to message us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or you can message us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at By The By Podcast. Support us on Patreon, www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast. We have a listener now who is going to get a conversation with us every, I think it's 3 months, maybe 2 months. Hell, I don't know. I need to probably look and see how often it is. But it's every 3 months. They get an hour conversation with us. And in that, we will have a Skype, FaceTime, whatever, you know, however it works. We'll have a conversation with you. If you don't want to talk and you just want to watch, we're happy with that too. It's cool. It's going to cost a little extra to get the gentleman over, though.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, reach out to us. You can follow the gentleman on Twitter at
@the_gentleman79.
Who we came across him on #open the other day, which is a new Tinder/Grindr/
RHP
yeah. OK Cupid kind of thing.
Mm.
Look, it's not huge in Australia yet, but I think
no.
we should.
No, it's
I
not.
Think it's worth putting the effort in because I kind of liked it.
Little by little, if we build it, they will yeah, come. They
if
will.
You build it, Angela will come and come and come, and you may drown, but it'll be fine. She'll tap to you. Yes, it'll be fine. So yeah, reach out to us. We love talking to you folks, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jace, co-host of the Multiamory Podcast. We offer new ideas and advice for multiple forms of love, everything from conscious monogamy to ethical polyamory and radical relationship anarchy, and you're listening to a Swingset Network podcast. Find us and much more at swingset.fm.